Here we are, 12 minutes past 4 o'clock on a Thursday. You know, on a Thursday afternoon, Eamon Darling from Topsad Lifestyle arrives in the studio with something special, and today is no exception. He has brought with him Fabio Turilli. Welcome, Fabio. Welcome, Eamon. Lovely to have you both on the afternoon show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Dave.
And particularly welcome to the little brown bottle that you've brought. It's quite brown. It's sort of it's an autumn-coloured bottle, and it contains joy of joys, the fountain of youth. So I am looking particularly forward to this magnificent transformation that is going to happen in the studio. I am going to go back to 1983. Not at all, Fabio. As I said, you are from the winemaker from the valley. Tell us a little bit about Oak Valley, and then of course let's talk about this particular fountain of youth, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon Blanc, yes.
Sauvignon Blanc. Yes, okay. Yes, straight away, I go home. Yes.
Thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate that. So yes, thank you for inviting us here. I'm from Oak Valley. We're a small little farm in Elgin, which is in the Western Cape. We're a family-owned farm. We're fifth generation, so we've been in this game for a while. And this year we turn 125 years old.
Mm.
Yeah, so it's quite a lot of heritage and history there on the farm. So
does an old farm contribute to the quality of the output? And I ask that because a lot of people tell me that unless you manage the farm particularly well, over the years everything is depleted in the soil and you end up with having to dump tons of fertilizer and get kind of mediocre returns.
That's 100% true. We're extremely fortunate. We're quite diverse. So other than wine, we do apples and pears. And we do rejuvenate that soil quite often. So where you look at an apple orchard or vineyards for that matter, and you end up replanting in different positions, in different spots. With our vines, however, our vines, we've replanted them relatively recently, about almost 20 years now. So that's quite recent in our game. But definitely that does have an influence. So.
Well, that's good to hear, because there is a trend now towards more holistic approaches to farming and agriculture. Putting back in is sometimes even more important than taking out, and you know, that kind of approach gives us hope for the future. And obviously you guys have been doing it for 125 years, as no doubt will be attested by the quality of what is in the bottle, because we're going to have a little splash in just a while, Crocodile.
I look forward to that.
And me too. Let's just talk about this Fountain of Youth, Sauvignon Blanc. What makes it special? I presume it's special.
Absolutely. So originally, you know, the original owner, he came and bought the farm, and he was exploring his farm that he had purchased, and he came across this amazing freshwater spring. And he decided, wow, this is so rejuvenating. And he termed it in those times, you know, he equated it to the fountain of youth. And he actually had it piped all the way to his house, which was about 1.6 kilometers at that stage. Those days you didn't have, you know, any sort of piping or anything. So he actually imported some barrel staves, some French oak barrel staves, and encased them in a wire. And had it piped all the way to his house.
Wow!
Yeah, on those days he was quite an entrepreneur, but and you know, extraordinary person. But in 2014 we cracked open a bottle of our Sauvignon Blanc, and it was at that stage that the owner saw a gap in the market, and he thought, well, geez, he tasted this wine, he thought it was so refreshing, so rejuvenating. Let's call it the Fountain of Youth. Trademarked it straight away, and here we are today.
Well, now, always, as always on a Thursday, we test it for you. You know, we do like the cabinet ministers have been doing for years in this country. Hey, toasting your great success with our champagne, we'll drink it for you. So now we do the same thing, but in fact, we go a little bit further, because I know, Eamon, you tend to have regular tastings at Tops for those that want to actually try before they buy.
That's
and the idea is obviously that we would like you to buy quality, because that then gives happiness all round. You know, sometimes it's simply the knowledge that you glean from conversations like this and the opportunity to try on your palate something special. And then what you pay for it has almost no significance in terms of the enjoyment you get from that investment. So that's what we're looking at. Let's take a little breather, musical interlude, we call it, while we take a little splash, maybe... not such a little splat. A decent. We got it because you have to get that. You have to get to the heart of the matter. So we'll play a little. No, there's more littles going on here than are worth it. We will play. I will play for you a grand tune. And while Rod Stewart is regaling you with the story of Maggie May, we will be having a taste of the Fountain of Youth Sauvignon Blanc 2022 from Oak Valley Estate. And we'll come back during the course of Maggie May and give you the good news or the bad, because you know, we're absolutely brutally honest about this. Luckily, we haven't had a bad bottle yet, Eamon.
No.
So hopefully we don't break the record and start a new trend. We'll see on the other side of this.
Let's hope.
As I hate to do it, I've got to interrupt Rod for a second or two because, well, we have now cracked the bottle. We've opened it. And we've had the first of what will be, I think, many tastes of... Well, here it is. The tasting notes that come from the blurb. One aspect of this particular wine that struck me instantly was the fact that it was deliciously sweet, but not sickly sweet, and it was dry at the same time, which is quite peculiar. Now, on the nose, they say there is an abundance of lemongrass, black currant, green fig, and melon. The palate has great balance of acidity and fruit sweetness with abundant grapefruit, papaya, mango, and granadella. Now we're talking about a fruit salad almost, but the interesting thing is that all of those flavors are subtly there, and the interesting thing, as I said, is there is a dryness to it that almost mollifies, if you like, what could be possibly a fruit salad.
Absolutely.
And it brings it back into the realm of a fine experience. So how do you combine? Firstly, where does the particular quality that we've been talking about come from? You were mentioning the fact that there are conditions on the farm that create the right grape.
Absolutely. So being in Elgin, we're a cool climate region, and we're actually the coldest wine region in South Africa. And what that does for the grapes is slow ripening. So what that does and what that means is there's this natural balance between the acidity in the grape and the actual fruit sweetness of the grape as well. And, you know, we always say that you make good wine from good vineyards. So if you look after your vineyards, you shouldn't have any issues in the cellar. And that's exactly the case here. We've got amazing vineyards that are well looked after, and it just gets transferred into the wine. So,
well, the taste ultimately determines the results that we're looking for, and this has been lovely. So, Eamon, have you got enough stock? Because I think it's going to fly.
Yes, Dave, we have it on a feature story in the store at the moment, and I particularly like the Fountain of Youth from Oak Valley because I like that story with how he came across the stream and how he piped it to the farm itself, to his old house that still exists today. I like that story. It tells the story of the wine and the vineyards, and we've got plenty of it in store at the moment, and it's not badly priced at $109.99.
Wow, that is very, very good. Very, very, for it's a quality bottle of wine, and a case of that's not going to kill you. Maybe a couple of cases will be your best investment yet, because, and do you think this could lay down for a while, or you got to drink it straight away?
I reckon maybe not 2 years, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. It's got enough acidity to go the distance. However, we would love it if you were to drink it tonight.
So there it is. It's the kind of drink that you can absolutely. Some might call it a deliciously quaffable. The more erudite among us might say, well, it is a wine that is going to still, over the next 2 years, in terms of appreciation of quality and taste and flavor and subtlety, you could experience another, what should we say, 2 years later, you could be tasting even more jewels.
Absolutely.
But right now, it's a fabulous wine. For what would you say would pair with this one?
So, honestly, this is a wine that you can drink on its own. You could pair it with a salad with some nice fish. You can literally pair it with chicken as well. I wouldn't go with any red meat just yet. I think it might overpower it a bit, but other than that, it's got the flavors to go the distance with the rest.
So lovely, light summer meals with a fabulous glass of Sauvignon Blanc, Fountain of Youth 2022 Sauvignon Blanc from Oak Valley Estate. It's currently available at Tops at Lifestyle at $109.99. Is that the deal? $109.99.
That's it, Dave.
It's never going to be $110. It's luckily
always a cent short.
But it's a great price for a fabulous wine. Our very special guest, Fabio Turilli from the Oak Valley Estate. Nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
And I hope you're not going to be a stranger. You're welcome anytime, particularly if you bring lovely wine like this. Whoa! we make friends here. Eamon Darling, of course, from Tops at Lifestyle, would love to see you. Are you going to be doing a tasting of this?
Yeah, this weekend, Dave. Yeah, Saturday, Sunday. Normal time, 12 to 2. Both days.
12 to 2, you'll be able to taste for yourself the Oak Valley, the Fountain of Youth Sauvignon Blanc 2022 at our amazing price. And I hope you enjoyed hearing about it on 88. If you've just tuned in and you've kind of missed it, don't worry. It'll go up as a podcast very shortly and you'll be able to catch it from the beginning because it's worth it. And on that note, at 25 minutes past 4 o'clock, guys, thanks so much for joining me. And
thank you.
We'll see you, Eamon, in a week's time.
No problem. Thanks, Dave.
Look forward to it. Here's Haim.